If GPT really jumps to a 2 million token context window, marketing automation stops meaning single tasks and starts meaning end-to-end workflows that actually remember everything you've ever learned. I'm Guillaume. This is the AI Marketing Podcast. Let's get into it. The lead story is the GPT 5.6 rumor mill. The headline claims are a June 25th launch, a 2 million token context window, cheaper pricing, and stronger agentic coding. If even half of that is true, it's a step change. With that kind of context, you're not stuffing a model with a prompt and a couple docs. You're giving it the entire campaign history, brand guidelines, product messaging, compliance notes, audience research, and a fat analytics export in one go. The cheaper pricing part matters because it turns experimentation from "we'll test it once" into "we can run this always on." And the agentic coding angle is the difference between copy generation and actual production help, like generating variants, checking against rules, fixing formatting, and pushing assets through your toolchain. My read on this is don't bet the farm on the date, but do treat the rumored spec bump as a forcing function. A giant context window is less about better writing and more about turning your existing marketing knowledge base into an operational brain. One specific action you can do in under 30 minutes. Pick one workflow you'd kill to automate, like campaign brief to landing page to email set to paid variants. Then write down the exact inputs you wish the model could see at once. Past winners, voice rules, positioning, legal constraints, audience insights, and latest performance. Put what you have into one folder and note what's missing or outdated. That becomes your first LLM ready package, whether GPT ships on time or not. Claude Code added artifacts, which means you can share live web pages from code changes for review. Marketing ops and growth should care because it tightens the loop on landing pages and interactive widgets. What to do? For your next campaign page, run a prototype first loop. Generate a rough version, share it as an artifact. Get stakeholders to react to something real, then polish. Leaked OpenAI financials show big revenue and even bigger burn, which screams pricing volatility risk. If you own budget or procurement, this matters. What to do? Audit where you're single vendor in critical workflows and add one contingency option per workflow, either a second model provider or model agnostic layer. SpaceX acquiring Cursor is another signal that coding copilots are strategic infrastructure, not toys. If you run web, ops, or analytics engineering, take note. What to do? Pick one bottleneck, like QA, tagging, or experimentation setup, and pilot a copilot use case for 2 weeks with a cycle time metric. If you take one thing from this week, make it this. The real AI advantage won't be prettier outputs. It'll be operationalizing your institutional knowledge into workflows that keep working, even when vendors and pricing change. This is a personal project. AI generated from curated sources, not professional advice. That's your briefing for this week. See you next Monday.